Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is Web After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zavar is here. Jeff's a good friend of ours, longtime 19-year member of our brain trust, all the way back to the previous millennia, the last century. A couple of decades ago, he started joining us, and he's been with us ever since. God help him. He operates the Worm Cam for us, folks, out on Main Street. He's a marketpreneur, home-based business. He was home-based before it was cool, and he's an award-winning journalist and the author of at least three books on being a home-based person. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. So what's got you riled up today?
Got to tell you, you know, it's the good and the bad, the yin and the yang of taking a vacation and then having technology do me wrong. And mm-hmm. we were up in Green Mountain, North Carolina, absolutely spectacular part of the country this past week. This weekend it was glorious up there to see some and hear some music and hang out with some friends. And it's about 45 minutes out of Asheville. So, you know, I mean, it's obviously in rural being in the mountains, but it's, you know, it's close to Asheville. So it's, you know, there's a big city there. Moment we hit the mountain and started going up, it's, you know, the mountain road going up there is almost like driving the Blue Ridge Parkway. Just gorgeous, right. Just nice area. No service pops up on my phone. And from the moment that popped up till 4 days later, when we came back down the mountain, no service was just up on the corner of my phone, and I got nothing.
Yep.
I couldn't. There was no roaming. There was no connection, no signal, no phone calls, no internet, no nothing. My friend who was with me was on a different carrier, and yep. He had full bars the entire time. And it really ruffled my feathers. And aside from, I couldn't go on Facebook or whatever, I mean, I was dead to the world.
You had no voice or data?
No voice or data.
Wow.
At all. And at no point, I mean, there was, you know, I didn't leave, you know, a quarter mile area for the entire weekend, you know, so it
right.
wasn't like I went exploring and I may have caught, I mean, it was, again, 8 miles up the mountain for 8 or 10 miles. I had no service. I saw
the
it going, I'm like, okay, maybe it'll pop back up.
Do the mobile companies still share customer across the footprints? Because you know, every carrier has holes in their coverage. I have Verizon.
Right.
I think they're the best. I know they give me the least amount of pain and headaches of any of the companies I've ever been with. I've been with just about all of them over the years.
Right.
And Verizon, I think, is the best they're the best of the worst. I've been places where I had limited coverage or light coverage, but I don't think I've really ever been with no coverage. So I wonder, are they coordinating with other companies and using, and what would we used to call it, roaming?
We used to call it roaming, and now it's called off-network usage. And I came back, and I was obviously, as you can imagine, and again, this is not just somebody, like I said, this is not just somebody saying, you know, I had no connection, I couldn't log on.
Mm-hmm.
This was, I had to talk to my friend who I was traveling with, and I said, look, I need your phone, I need to text my wife and tell her I'm alive. And I need to let her, and I was able to call her as well and
wow.
said, look, if you need me, call Barry's phone or text me on Barry's phone. And when I'm
wow.
able, I will reach out to you via Barry's phone. And that's not to say that he and I were beside each other the entire time.
Right.
You know, we had
right.
our own agendas up there. But it's called, now they call it off-network usage. And I'm with AT&T. And, you know, they have agreements around the country for where they have weak or no tower, you know, no towers or weak or
right.
no signal. That they have off-network usage agreements. So when I called back, What I you know, that, you know, some have said that's not really roaming, you know, where it would pop up. But I know that when I've gone to Canada, and the moment I land, it says Rogers, which is their telecom company.
Right.
The moment
right.
I land, Rogers pops up on my phone, and it doesn't leave until I leave. And it's expensive, but I have coverage. So I got back. I called tech support. They, you know, they knew ultimately what the answer was, but I elevated it to what's called the Office of the President, which is the highest level of tech support for your any telecom has an Office of the President. It's
so
not
you,
really the
so
Office
you,
of the President.
So they didn't have any kind of a relationship in that area with another company
in that specific area.
Yeah,
they looked up by zip code. They said no, we don't have it. I'm like, why not? Why don't you have a blanket agreement nationwide with all of your competitors?
With somebody,
charge what you must to the customer.
Yeah.
And they said, we just don't have it. I said, but now we know that zip code. We'll put it into our records, and we'll see if we get enough people saying they need coverage in that area, then we might, you know, sign an agreement to get it there. But, it, you know, imagine you're traveling with your spouse or with a friend, or, you know, it's really more appropriate if you're traveling either A, alone, or if you have a spouse or significant other. You're both on the same network. You're both in the same place. Neither of you have coverage.
Well,
you know,
there's a place,
you are, you know, it's one
there's
thing
a place in North Georgia
world.
I go to sometimes that doesn't have Verizon coverage at all.
Right.
And
it's
not a big place. It's a small place, but it's a one little part of the world where I wind up there sometimes. And And if you have AT&T, you're blanketed, you're solid, you're golden.
Right.
But if you have Verizon, you don't, and so you just have to. But I think the lesson that you learned is when you look at their footprint, when you look at their national coverage map, you need to open that thing up and see, because looking at the map, it looks like they got big blotches of coverage, right? But if you open it up, you see that there are holes.
You zoom in, and that's what I'm looking at now. You zoom in. And that map has you know, holes in very, you know, very damning areas, so to speak. You know, it's just, it's in areas where, you, like you said, it almost looks, you know,
but
it's not 100%.
In the eastern half of the United States, where it's so populated, you wouldn't think that any of those companies wouldn't have coverage everywhere, would you?
It's almost unacceptable.
Yeah,
it truly
it is
almost, you know, 30, 45 minutes out of a major metropolitan area and you don't have coverage. And that they don't have a blanket agreement. I don't know what went wrong along the way to the modern current telecom, but to not have coverage when others do, just to have a blanket agreement nation. And obviously, I don't know. I would assume they would if they could.
Yeah.
But not to have a blanket agreement so that when I'm someplace and if I'm Verizon and I travel into an area where I have a dead zone, but
so
AT&T
folks, you
has
got
full bars.
The bottom line is you need to zoom in, open it up, and make sure that you're going to have coverage with your carrier wherever you're going. Or you, if it's important for you to be able to connect, you might not be able to. You need to take some steps. Forewarned is forearmed. Stay with.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.